Something Bad is Going to Happen, written by Jesse Stevens and read by Meg McKibben. It's New Year's Eve, and life is happening on the other side of Adela's bedside window. The sun has not yet set, and if she looks out the window for too long, the fairy floss sky will tell her she ought to be somewhere else. The surrounding white gums dance as though there's a rhythm outdoors she can't touch from inside. Energy is carried by the wind, the brightness of the afternoon sun tickling pink shoulders and freckled noses. She can't see any of those people from inside, of course, but she knows it. Abigail's mother came to visit an hour ago, and her powdery perfume still hangs in the air. Her gold bracelets jangled excitedly, and her lipstick made her whole face look bright and festive. Before she left, she waved in Adela's direction, wishing her a happy new year, her eyes looking sorry. Adela stares at the tops of a line of trees and imagines the hordes of people gathering, the women in crisp, spotless linen, and men laughing gutturally, holding a beer to their pursed lips. She can almost hear the music, something she knows the words to. Everyone sharing a moment but her. In parts of Sydney, beaches and shorelines will be overflowing with people who belong somewhere. Eyeshadow will shimmer on bright eyes, and bronzed legs will interlace on picnic blankets. The wine will be cold, but everything else will be warm, the fireworks marking another year of possibility. From next door, she can hear Jaya's wails, screaming as though someone has set her skin on fire. Mitch says she enters some kind of psychotic state at 3 p.m. every day, seeing her family brutally murdered before her eyes. As far as Adela knows, Jaya's family weren't murdered. She's just stuck in a world in which they were, which, Adela supposes, is just as bad. When Adela first arrived in Ward C, adrenaline coursed through her body, willing her to support a woman who was screaming for help. She imagines the sensation is similar to mothers who experience a physiological response when their babies cry, an innate need to soothe them. She watched, wide-eyed, as Abigail continued to draw in her notepad, as though she couldn't even hear it. She listened to an impatient nurse insist there was nothing to be afraid of before making her way back to the nurse's station and asking the male nurse if he'd been to the new Thai place on the corner of Prince's Road. Now, Adela doesn't flinch when the screaming begins. She feels irritated before she feels compassionate. How quickly we can all turn into monsters.